Praise the Lord. Welcome, everyone. This is a great day, and it is a great day because God said so. It depends on what news you're reading. If you read or listen to the news, the world news, it may look like a pretty dark place, and completely understand that. And so the question is, how do we fix the wrong? What do we do? What do we do to fix that which is broken? How do you make it work better? You know, how's your life turn around so you wake up in the morning excited about the day, and or you wake up and say, I'm more excited today, I think, than I was yesterday? How do you fix the broken stuff? You know, how do you turn the dark into night? How do we navigate through this world of endless possibilities and, in a lot of ways, uncertainties? And the first thing to do, I believe, is to believe and trust the Lord. But what does that mean? Well, number one, you have to know what's broken in order to fix it. Just because something isn't working in the way we may perceive it through our eyes, our minds, our senses, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's broken. God led the children of Israel into a place where probably most of them would have said, this seems kind of broken. It seems like a desolate, difficult, hard place. But where does God need to take His people? Where did He need to take His people? Through what area or arena or desert or lush? But where does God need to take you? How do we fix what is broken? Number one, identify what is broken. Number one, so we can fix it. And God is a healer. He fixes the brokenhearted. He heals the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the lame. He's God, the God, the only God. He's God that heals. He's God that strengthens. He's God that restores. He's God ever present with you. I mean, doesn't it just make your mind and your heart, your whole atmosphere transform when you start talking about the goodness of the Lord? Number one, what's broken? Sometimes being centered on ourselves is the broken part. It's important that we center our minds on Christ. And that isn't a difficult religious step of works that you have to take. You know, I have to keep my mind on Jesus. I have to continue to focus on Him and His work. Now, we have to understand number two, what is broken. We think we're too disconnected. We think we're broken from the relationship with God. We oftentimes don't think about how much God speaks through us, and how proactive again God is in communicating His word through us. What's broken? We say, well, the system is broken. Well, yeah, I mean, the system of how we regard things, how we think about the way things should go and how they're not going. As believers, we should know that we are redeemed, we're restored back to authority and power. But you can have all the power in the world, just like you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't use it, it does you very little good. It doesn't really bring any change. It doesn't do anything to change that dark place that you may feel the world is today, or whatever it is you think is going on that troubles you. Listen, Jesus said, I leave my peace with you. We talked about this last Wednesday. It's yours. It's a gift. It'll overcome you. It'll overwhelm you. Believe that. Believe the Lord has given you peace. Few people stand much stronger than they stand when they're at peace. And they know what Jesus said. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So let's fix some of the broken stuff today. Let's identify what is broken. It's not your relationship with God. And so often we can't fix what's wrong because we're identifying the wrong thing as a broken thing. The scriptures tell us that the earth is the Lord's. Psalms 24, the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. I mean, that's enough for me. And if it's enough for us and we stand here, God, through His purpose and His plan, as He orchestrated from the beginning, will begin to make right those things that are wrong. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world, and all they that dwell therein. And people are always saying, let's get real. All right, let's get real here. Either the Word of God is the Word of God and you believe that because it is the Word of God, or you don't believe it. And that's what's broken. It's not the system that we think we need to make right. It's walking in the authority of the Word of God that He's given us and told us that if we believe what we believe would come to pass. And then he told us, when you believe according to my word, when you fear the Lord, it doesn't mean you're terrified of God. It means you have great reverence and honor for his word. You know his word reigns, his word rules. Then you begin to identify what's broken. And more often than not, it's not what is beyond us. It's the perspective of our minds in regarding who we are in the world. We are born again. What does that mean? We walk in authority. God honors our word. He honors our prayers. He honors us. He answers us before we pray. He saved me before I asked him to save me. He probably saved a lot of you out there before you asked him to save you. He's probably kept you from different incidences and accidents and things that you never asked him for. God is proactive in watching over you. He's proactive in blessing you and leading you, but he has to oftentimes fight through a lot of doubt and unbelief, a lot of broken stuff to show us how unbroken you are. You're not a broken item. You're a restored item. And if you don't believe you are, I pray right now that Christ would touch you. I pray in the name of Jesus, the Lord fill you with his will, his word, and his spirit. I pray that God would touch you and transform you. I pray that the healing power of God would touch your mind, touch your heart. God would heal your body. God would restore you beyond what you've even known to be restored to. In other words, beyond the greatest days you could have imagined. God would do exceeding abundant and above all you know to ask or think. I pray that God would bring you into the understanding of the peace that he has left with you. And I pray that his peace would just capture you and overwhelm you and overcome you so you know the joy of the Lord. God is with us. We talked about, last Wednesday, we talked about when Jesus healed. He healed a man's daughter that had died. He healed two blind men. He healed a woman that was very ill and was hemorrhaging from her body and had spent all she had and couldn't be made, couldn't be fixed. But her fix, the blind man's being fixed, the ruler's daughter being fixed, was in the name of Jesus. Lord, according to your will. And Jesus addressing that one thing, your faith. It's your faith. We have to realize that how powerful our faith is. Our anger, our distaste for society and the world and everything we know that's going on, that we can look plainly, and I can do the same and say, that is not the will of God. That is not the word of God. And I would agree with that 100%. There's a lot of things taking place in our world today that certainly don't mirror the image of God's will and purpose. But if God is the authority of our lives, and if God created us and has given us power over all power and all dominion, then maybe we're addressing the wrong thing as broken. We're addressing the evil and the bad, and that really will never fix or never make right those things that need to be made right. But the word says the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof, the world and all those that dwell therein. It says he founded it upon the seas, he established it upon the rivers. And it says, who will ascend to the hill of the Lord? Who will ascend to the place of God? It says, and who shall stand in his holy place? Here we go. He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted his soul up to vanity or sworn falsely. And it says, and he will receive the blessing from the Lord. Who? Well, the guy that humbles himself to the will of God and says, Father, I believe you're the authority in this world. And I know all the negative that's going on, but rather than being afraid, rather than being disturbed and troubled, rather than trying to, you know, make sure my wall is high enough so no one can climb over it and come and get me, I'm going to believe that you are my strength. You are my rear and front guard. You are my side guard. You comfort me. You keep me. God, help me think the way that I am supposed to think. It says, the person that thinks that way, he said, he will receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of salvation. And there we go. God has saved us. He has saved you. He has redeemed you. He doesn't have to continue to do that. What he wants us to believe is that now we are the effective instruments of God in the earth. We are the tools of the Lord. We are the potter's clay. We are the vessel of the Lord. There's a scripture that says, don't you know you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? That's who you are, he said. And he said, my spirit will fill you. Listen, we are in league. We are in relationship with God Almighty. Hear, O nations of the earth, the Lord our God, he's one. And his way, how is his way? Well, today he lets you go through stuff, and tomorrow he kicks you aside and forgets about you, and you have to claw and beg. No, he's the God that never forsakes you. He's the God that never leaves you. He's the Lord ever present with you. God raise you up. I pray tonight that this evening as I speak, that people all over the nations of the earth are going to rise up and say, hey, you know what? God has anointed me to do great things. The woman, I'm going to touch the hem of his garment. Here's a woman that's so sick and so weak and without hope and without resources that she doesn't know if she's going to survive the next few days for another week. But she stands on her faith, literally, and says, I'm pulling heaven down. You know, we here at PFC, we all take the rope and drape it around my shoulders, and we call it pulling on heaven. And we do that effectively according to the word of the Lord. He says that we are connected to the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is within you, which literally means we are connected. We're in league. We are apart. We are created from the kingdom of God. It says we're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. I see us affecting far more the heavens of God than I do trying to see us trying to affect change in the earth. And that's because that's where every good and every perfect gift comes down from, the Father of light. So the word says like this. It says, whatever you release from the earth is going to be released in heaven. And then it says, every good and perfect gift, it comes down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variation, neither shadow of turning. What does that mean? Call, he'll answer. Believe, but believe one way. As Paul said, don't be a two-souled individual that believes today you can be blessed and tomorrow everything's going to fall apart. Today you can be encouraged and increased and strong in the Lord, and tomorrow you're staggering around, struggling, trying to stand upright. Believe the Lord is on your side. We are in union with God. We are a friend of God. We are the children of the King. The Most High God watches over you. He keeps you. He leads you. He guides you. The Lord, the 23rd Psalm, is my shepherd. I really want to break this down tonight, so when you read this the next time, or you hear it the next time you hear it, you're going to understand how powerful this is. This is a Psalm of David, and this is a man that when God spoke to the prophet, he said, listen, when you find the guy, now there had to be a reason that he said this. He said, when you find the man, he said, don't look at his stature. Don't look at him as a person. What I want you to do is I want you to see through the body. I want you to see through the flesh, through the presentation. I want you to see my call. And I pray tonight that God will open your eyes to see through whatever the presentation in your life, or even the presentation you think you are. Maybe you think you're just too weak, insufficient. You just don't have the wherewithal. Listen, you didn't make you. I didn't make me. God made us for his purpose and for his pleasure. He made you exactly the way he wants to use you. And if you believe the 23rd Psalm, God will do something incredible for you and through you, not just for you. So often we're just trying to get God to do something for us to get us out of a problem or out of a situation. You're so much more than that. My God has blessed you. How great the Lord has increased you and encouraged you, and we're blind to it. We need a healing. We need to heal. We need the right thing that's broken fixed. And that's our perception of how close God is with us, how present the Lord is, how everything, Romans 8:28, he said, listen, all things will work together, not I'll just help you get out of a problem. All things will work together to them that are the called. Do you know you're the called? Let's fix that broken identity crisis there. Do you know you are the called? That's the one thing we need to fix. Yes, you are. You are the called according to what? His purpose. So the only way you can be overcome by evil is if God can be overcome by it, and he can't. He's God. There is no other. He's the only God. He's all authority and all power, and there isn't any outside of him. And it doesn't matter what someone else believes about you. What matters is what you believe. So God tells the prophet Samuel, he says, go and don't look for the person. Don't look at the identity. I want you to see beyond it, and I want you to hear the call. God's saying that same thing to us tonight. Listen for the call. Remember, he said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. You can hear God. Say to yourself, I say this all the time, let your own ear hear your own tongue say, I'm chosen of God. Only good can happen to me. I'm blessed of the Lord. I'm called. I'm called of God, and the blessing of the Lord rests on me. Only good is going to take place in my life. Here we go. The Lord, 23rd Psalm, verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd. And let's just stop right there. What does that mean? Well, it means that he is the governor of the sheep. He is leading you where you're going. We don't have to worry about falling out of the way unless you're trying to run out of the way of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. If you said, God, lead me in the way that I'm supposed to go, the moment you pray, God's answered you. He's already effected and enacted everything necessary to direct and order your steps, because his word is, the word of the Lord is quick, meaning alive and powerful. It's not only alive, it's swift. He immediately, this word is already set. His word is a law beyond gravity, but so you can maybe, we can wrap our minds around it. It's like the law of gravity. Drop something, it doesn't hover in the air for a minute and then hit the ground. The minute you release it, the law of gravity grabs a hold of it and pulls it down. The moment you release the word of the Lord, the moment you say, God, according to your word, let your will be done. You're praying according to the will of God. Immediately, in the name of the Lord, in his identity, he's already enacted that. What we don't realize is what we need to, how we need to be healed of our blindness so we can see the hand of the Lord. Religion, tradition, negative attitudes, being angry, upset, blaming, all those things are like layers of film and layers of scales over our eyes, that when we pray, God begins to remove the scales from your eyes so we can begin to see. There was a man that he prayed for twice once to so he could be blind, so he could see. And there's been a lot of ideas and thoughts and theories about what happened. I just believe he removed two scales from his eyes. Sometimes our identity of being blind, we see a little bit, and once we see a little bit, we realize, hey, I think I can see all the way. I'm going to release all my faith. I'm going to believe God all the way, every day. So we never know how many layers of scales or blindness that God is removing from our eyes, but all the time that he's healing you of your blindness, healing that broken part, he's with you. He's keeping you upright. He's not going to allow you to fall over yourself. But the whole thing is if you live in doubt, you believe in doubt, you're going to walk in doubt, and you're going to have to deal with doubt. And doubt is not a joyful thing. It's not that joy isn't there. It's that we're not seeing the joy of the Lord. So the Lord, he is my shepherd. That's it. No one else is leading you. No one else is in control of your life. No one else is telling you what to do. Even if God orchestrates someone through a leader, you need to believe God's going to speak to them. Even if he has to turn their words around, God's going to speak through those. David believed that, and God said, David, I'm with you. He said, your enemies are going to follow you. The Lord says, if you bless, he said, even your enemies will be made at peace with you. David had a heart to seek the goodness of the Lord, and God did incredible, wondrous things through him. And he told the prophet, he said, I want you to tell him he's anointed by me, and don't look at maybe the size or what you think he is about or what he looks like. You command the word of the Lord to him. David believed the word of the Lord, and he began to walk in the favor of God. Believe the word of the Lord. It doesn't take time. God is all time. He's the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. He's as much God today as he was yesterday or 1,000 years ago or 6,000 years ago. And as God with you as he's going to be 2,000 years from now. The point is, what is broken that needs to be fixed is not the system. God is Lord over the system, but he's given us the power to believe. And when, you know, evil isn't just this power that overcomes and the world and comes on the world and does what it wants. Evil is the absence of God's presence. Darkness is the absence of light. Darkness isn't a power, an authority like you think it is. Darkness, shadows, you feel like shadows or darkness have overwhelmed you. That's because we need to worship God. We need to become true worshipers, praise him, trust him, believe him. And when you do, it's like turning on a light. Darkness goes. Remember, darkness and evil isn't an authority and a power like you think it is. It's the absence of authority. It's the absence of power. And where is that power? You, the word says, will receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come on you. And what? He said, you will be witnesses for me. In where? Well, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the world. What is God saying there? He's saying, I'm going to take you in any given situation, and I want you to do one thing. We say this all the time. Believe me. Believe that I am God, not just a God, not God that just is able to do, not God that could do or might do or should do, but the God that can't help but doing because he's already done it. So I said, my word runs to and fro throughout the earth. My word is proactive. God's word, he's saying, is proactive to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above all, you know, to ask or think. Then stop trying to fix what we shouldn't be addressing as broken, and let's address the brokenness. The brokenness what? Well, of how I'm misconceiving or perceiving that how close God is, how present he is. He isn't maybe going to do it. God said he'd do it. He's going to do it. The ruler that asked for his daughter, he said, she's going to be healed when you lay your hands on her. The two blind men. Yeah, we believe. Jesus said, your faith is doing this. Jesus was wanting us to know it's the faith on the inside of you that's allowing that connection to be fluid through you. It's allowing that faith that in your life is allowing the glory and the power of God that is omnipresent. How can he not be with you? He's omnipresent. It's with you. It's healing you. It's that faith. It's important to address the brokenness. Here's the brokenness. You're doubting that faith is alive and powerful in you. You're doubting because it didn't look like it went right, but it's going right. God knows what you need. When it says, the Lord is my shepherd, then it says, I will not want. When? The minute I acknowledge the Lord is my shepherd, I will not want. I won't want because the Lord is guiding me right here, right now, this moment, regardless of what it is you're going through in your life, God is directing and orchestrating your steps. But the word says a two-souled or a double-minded person is unstable in all of his ways. You cannot see what God is doing, so you don't think he's doing it, but he is. Your faith in the word, God's doing something incredible. And then connect your words. Let your tongue communicate what the word of the Lord is saying. God is with me. The Lord is my strength. God has ordered my steps. He's leading me in the way that I should go. 1 Corinthians 1:31, it says, let those that boast make their boast in God. What do you mean? Say, God's leading me. Yeah, but things are going upside down. It doesn't look right. You have no idea. I probably don't. You probably haven't had any idea about things I've gone through or your neighbors or your friends. But God knows. Not only does he know, he's orchestrating your steps. He knows what it's going to take to get the scales from your eyes. And the most expeditious way to get those scales off is say, God's blessing me. Well, tell me how. God's word, that's how. Well, do you see what's going on? I see God's word going on. I see what the Lord has said. My vision is the word of God. I see the word of the Lord. That's what David meant when he says, I put his word before me always. David had people coming after him. He had enemies saying to try and kill him, to take him out. But he would say, the Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want. I don't want any. You don't need anything that God hasn't already provided you. For you, what we need to do is see where it is and what it is and begin to walk in. It's like a seed. When you start sowing that, you see the increase. If God gave you a small bag of seeds and told you you were a farmer and he gave you a barren piece of land, you might go out there and say, God said he's a farmer and he's given me everything I need, but I don't see anything but a dry piece of ground and a little tiny bag of seed in my hand. But if you'll say of the Lord, if you would say, God has given me all things, and that ground is blessed of the Lord, your home is blessed, your family is blessed, your body's blessed, your life is blessed of the Lord, and you begin to sow those seeds into that dry field, God will bring the rain. And before you know it, your eyes are opened. By the moment you put a seed in the ground, your prophetic insight that God has put on the inside of you sees a field growing. And before you know it, you're out there picking the fruit. You're picking the produce from that field because God has given you all things. But again, every outcome is connected to an action. Connect your actions to the outcome God has said and nothing less. Don't let anything else proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the edifying. Edifying of what? Not only those around you, but yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Say of the Lord, he is my strength. He is my God. Listen, I know we've run out of time and we didn't get very far, but we got really far in what's so important. What's broken? Well, sometimes the relationship we think we have with God, how close God is, how present he is, how powerful God has made you through the faith in him that he is God present with you. God's good. He's ever present. And Father, I pray for your people right now. I pray, God, that you would encourage their hearts and their minds. Lord, those that are looking at a situation saying, I hear you, but I just can't see it. And I understand. And God knows. He knows more than we know. But I pray, God, open your eyes to one simple thing you can do. Believe his word. Say it with your mouth. Let your ear hear it. Let it resonate on the inside of you until it just becomes a loop. God has blessed me. He's chosen me. He's with me. God heal your bodies. God heal your mind. God heal your broken heart. God heal you by His virtue, by His presence, His spirit, and His power. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. And the chastisement of your peace was upon Him. By His stripes you're healed in every aspect of your life. God's going to open your eyes. You're going to see a brighter day than you've ever seen. And not only are you going to see it in the Spirit by faith, you're going to live and walk in that day. And God's going to bear witness that He's with you. And you're going to bear witness to those around you. Look and see what God has done. God bless you. God keep you. God encourage you. And remember again, if you just keep the Word, promise you, God promises us, and His promise is sure. His Word will keep you. God bless you. Listen, I want to say thank you so much for all of those that pray for us, stand with us, support us. It means so much to us, but it also means a lot to you. When you stand, when you support, when you stand faithfully, God honors again your faith. We're going to turn your faith world upside down until when you know, you pray, you believe, you ask, you're going to know, you're going to have a confidence. Something is taking place, and you're going to be amazed at how quickly your eyes are open to see what God is really doing in your life and what He's doing in you. And that's going to be a fame that's going to come out of you. It will touch people around you all over the place. Even people that don't know you will sense the presence of the Lord. God's greatly with you. God bless you. Thank you for your love, your prayers, your support. Stay strong. God is with you. Only just believe. Until next time.